Hi guys, I'm going to talk about the dating pool and how the dating pool can become murky, how it can become cesspool. Because some of y'all, and this is the number one reason why it becomes murky. Some of you all, a guy will ask you something, and you know what you're looking for, and then what you'll do, you'll say something totally opposite of what he asked you, thinking, I'm gonna go ahead and say this, and then when we get into dating, then I'll let him know exactly what I want. It doesn't work that way. The reason why he's asking you is because he needs to know. Because if he, I'm gonna tell you about a guy, and women need to be more like guys. I always say this here, I date like a guy. All my friends will tell you, I date like a guy. I think like a guy. I always have. And so, what guys would do, but women would not. What guys would do, they would ask you something. And if you say something like something that they feel like, ooh, I can't do that, or I can't live with that, they will move on. But women think, no, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this. And later on into the relationship, I'll switch it. No, you can't bring, what's that old saying? You can bring a water, you can bring a horse to water. Y'all, if y'all would know something about me, I don't know my sayings. My friends would tell you that they'll say that girl don't know her sayings and she think like a guy. But you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. This is what this is. So when a guy asks you something, he said, well, what about this and what about that? What you do is you tell the truth. Say, no, I believe in this way. I believe in that way. I have a friend. There's no romantic interest in that. But I have a friend, and recently he's been listening to my podcast, and he asked me straight out. He said, I will listen to one of the Valentine podcasts. I think there's three out there. He said, on there you said something to whereas if a guy didn't get you anything for that day, you would call it quits. And I was honest, yes. I did not skip a beat. Yes, I will call it quits. If he did not give me anything for that day, I will call it quits. Because that means he wasn't thinking about me. He gave no thought to it. It was just another day to him. And if he feels that way about that day, that's what it tells me. He feels that way about me all year. He's not really serious with me. He asked me something else, about dating other guys when I'm dating. I guess a guy, this one particular guy. I said, yes, I date. I date other guys. If I'm not in a committed relationship, I date other guys. He asked me that. I did not skip a beat. He would tell you. Maybe I could have him on and he'll tell you. And he said, well, what if you and a guy is taking it slow? And I'm like, taking it slow? I'm not taking it slow. Maybe the guy is taking it slow and he hasn't told me. And even if he has told me, I'm not taking it slow. I'm dating other people. And I'll be honest there too. If I'm dating him and I'm dating someone else, there's somebody else 9 out of 10 gonna be in the running that I'm gonna like more. So, and there's another thing too. You can't get in a relationship with me because you know I'm gonna date other people and pretend like you're committed. We know, ladies, we know when they're not committed. Some of you deny it, like you don't know, but you know when they're not committed. All the signs are there. He doesn't take you anywhere. When he does, it's some old wham bam shank it, old taco box restaurant, you know, that type of thing. It's nothing that's nice. You know, when you get over into a relationship, yes, you go to the taco boxes. But when you're first meeting and he's trying to hopefully impress you and let you know, if you date me, this is how it's going to be. There are going to be some nice fine dining and we're going to have some good times at some taco shackles, you know, boxes like that. And so I told him, yes, no, I never take it slow. No, I don't take it slow. You're either in, you're trying to win me, you're trying to woo me over. You're trying to have something serious with me. If not, I'm dating other people. And if I'm dating you more than a month, from that point on, you're in my dating box. I'm just dating you. It would never get serious. I'm just dating you, and I have these other people. Now it's up to you or not whether or not you need to move on. And that is how our dating pool become murky, because we tell stories. We sit there, ask us something, and we say something totally different. And if you want to weave, is it weave out or weed out? I don't know which one. Like I said, I don't know my sayings, but I'm going to say weave because we bob and weave sometimes. So if you want to weave out the guys that's not serious, just say what you want. Say what you feel. And I guarantee you, he'll stop texting, he'll stop calling, he'll move into the friend zone. And that's what you want him to do. You want him to move on into the friend zone, not waste your time. You don't want your time wasted. But a lot of times you have to blame yourself, because it goes back to because you were not honest with him. You were not honest with him. And that's another thing too. I want to tell you, ladies, and you young girls out there too, that's starting out, the ones in their 20s, you better not be sleeping with anybody in high school. We don't do that, ladies. We don't do that, little girls. So, because you're not a woman, I could hear somebody say, wait, what now? You're not mature. You can't handle that. So don't do that. I did not do that. I didn't sleep with anybody in high school. I was a virgin. Yeah, I think I was a virgin all the way up until, was I 19, about to go on 20? I have to laugh at myself. But the thing about that is this here. See, I lost my train of thought laughing at myself. But I think I was talking about bobbing and weaving. I guess I could go back and listen to it, but I'm not. But that's the thing, ladies. Oh, I know what I was getting ready to say. See, it came back to me. Okay. When you're out here dating, you're not sleeping with this person. You're just dating. You only sleep with the person that you feel like you're committed to. You have a real commitment there. That's the person that you sleep with, not the ones you're just dating. There's no benefits here. There's no, what is it, friends with benefits? I don't know where that came from. I don't know why people started saying that. There's no friends with benefits over here. So when you're out there, just dating, you're just dating. There's no kissing, maybe a peck or two, you know, maybe a soft kiss, but no kissing. You're getting to know him. He getting to know you. But if this thing is going over into the second month, and he's still dating you, and he hasn't decided, okay, after that month, you put him in the friend zone. Okay, he's just dating. You still go out on dates with him. But you're be dating other people. And when you decide to commit to that person, you can still go out as friends with him. It would be no longer, we're just dating. Go out as a friend. And what I mean by that too, since you are in a committed relationship now, and you're still, this is your buddy, I mean, you pay for your own stuff and let him pay for his own stuff. You want to pay for your stuff every now and then, and you want to pay for his stuff, then you can do that too. But it's strictly, he's in the friend zone and you're committed to this person. So like I said, it goes back to, my friend got asking me, he was like, hey, I've been listening to your podcast and do you really mean these things? Yes, I do. I do. I mean them. And he was like, oh, okay. And I hope he take that, and whoever he's seeing or trying to date, I hope he take that and say to himself, I'm around here. I'm dating this person. I hope he take this and say, I'm dating this person, but she could be dating 5, 6 other people, you know, so I need to not waste her time. And if I want to be with her, I need to say that. I need to say that. Now, I'm not saying a guy need to say this right away. You go out on the first date and you're looking for this guy to say this right away. Hey, you know, we're committed. No, because now you're coming off crazy and I'm going to be a little bit worried. No, what I'm saying is go out a couple of times, go out a few times, go out 6, 7 times. In that month. And then if you are two feeling each other and you like each other, then go ahead and say, okay, you know, maybe I want to, and let her know, maybe I want to take this a little farther. And I'll be honest with you. Now, if you use that word, maybe I want to take this a little farther, she's still out there dating other people, because I sure would be. Now, if you want to put a lockdown on it and say, hey, I like you, this is what we're doing, I want to be exclusive, then okay. I'll leave the other guys along, and I could see, you know, will this work out with us? And even when you decide to pull a lock on and you decide to be with him and y'all decide to be exclusive and committed, still in the second month, you might find things you don't like, and he might find things in you he doesn't like. And if this is the case, then you all need to go your own separate ways. You could work on it at first, you know, but overall, if it's not working, it's not working. Do not drag this out. And this is how the dating pool become murky, because you tell stories and then you decide to be committed, and then when you get in the next month, you see things about him like, oh, I don't like, and he see things about you like, oh boy, I don't know about like that. And you talk about it, and then you feel like, okay, I have put in 60 days, and 60 days is nothing. I hear people say on both ends, male and females, I invested. What did you invest in 60 days? You invested nothing. So it's okay to say, let's be friends. Keep him as a friend. I hope he keep you as a friend, and you do it like that. Okay. So that's my thing for the dating pool, is to go in and be honest and be just totally honest. This is me. This is my expectations. This is what I would like. And you tell me what you would like. Be honest with each other. Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys go. And I'll see you in a couple of days. I think my next podcast, I'm gonna talk about physical attraction. We need to really talk about that, because I think some people are confused when they meet somebody and it's all physical. And because you know what happens, it stay all physical. So we're gonna look into that in the next podcast, and talk to you guys later. Bye bye.